I have a few more papers here. Secretary General.
No more work tonight, Katerina. Come for a walk with me.
It's good to be out of the city. I have grown used to cities, but I don't like them. The lake here reminds me of my home in Finland. I was born in the far north. My father was a surveyor in the army. He was stationed there, drawing up new maps. My mother was Swedish. She only stayed there a couple of years before going home to Stockholm. She could not bear the loneliness. My father brought me up. He taught me how to survive in the Arctic. A strange training for a diplomat, but useful. You learn to be alone. There are no sides to be taken up there. I like America. But when I retire, I shall go home. No one should die far from home.
You're thinking about retiring?
Of course. I'm 60. I have spent my whole life as a diplomat. I want a little time for myself before I die. I am sorry. It depresses the young to talk of such things.
You are the single most important man alive. It is through you that Karelin works.
If not me, it would be someone else. Besides, I hate all that stuff in the papers about being the father of the New World Order.
Oh, that's how people see you.
I have never been a father. Never wanted to. Too much responsibility.
How can you say that? You are the Secretary General.
Oh, that's a different kind of responsibility. It's abstract. I was never good when it came to the personal. That's why I never married.
You know, you must have been born just across the White Sea from Archangel. That's where I grew up. I don't remember much about it. My father worked in the naval dockyard. I always imagined Finland to be a magical place. I saw Lapps once in the streets of Archangel driving a herd of reindeer.
Oh, they still do that. The New World Order will mean very little to them. If you could read my mind, what do you think you would see? Forget I asked that question.
I see a man who suffers the loneliness of office.
Ah.
I don't think of you as the papers do. I don't think of you as a father figure to humanity. Just as a man.
Is there someone in your life?
A man? No.
There will be. You will meet some young man and marry him and have children.
Actually, I have always preferred older men.
Katerina, working with you has been... I mean...
I know. I feel it too.
I am nearly 40 years older than you. Don't let anyone ever tell you that wisdom and age go together. I should be able to accept my place in the scheme of things. I've had a wonderful life, met wonderful people, had what no other human being has ever had, the chance to encounter an alien mind, to establish a friendship with a being from across the galaxy, to see the beginning of an age of peace and progress for the human race. Yet, here I am, still wanting more. I am greedy.
What more is it that you want?
You are too young, Katerina. Each generation has its time, then it must give way to the future. I must go to my lake in Finland and fish. That's my small destiny.
No!
Hurry! Get him into the van! What about the girl?
Bring her too!
Come on! Come on!